You are welcome to the 5 Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 26. In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the hidden, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. Paul recounted many of the problems, challenges, and perils he had to face. And the list was before this verse 26, and it continued even after that verse 26. But I just want us to focus on only one in that verse 26. He said, among false brethren. He faced perils among false brethren. Many times we focus on false prophets, false teachers, and false all of that. But there will be no false preacher if there are no false brethren. There are more false brethren than true brethren. Many people are false. You know, I heard the story of some people who came from UK, South Africa, Zimbabwe, to come and join a man in Nigeria. And they say he's a prophet. And they lived with him, some for 8 years, 20 years. And later they came out and started saying he was molesting them sexually. He was doing all of this. The question I ask is this. Why did you come? Did you see that this man is preaching Christ and you want to know Christ? Is that why you came? You are a false brethren. That's why you came to a false prophet. It's as simple as that. Again today, I see a lot of people. They will attend a place for years, only now to discover that the man has defrauded them. The man has taken so much of their money. So you know what they will now do? They will now constitute into an enemy fighting the preacher. So many preachers today, there are groups of people who are fighting them, who have left their church, who have left the preacher's church, and they are fighting him. They are fighting him in the flesh. Many of them, you know why they are fighting? They've given tithe. They've given seed. They've given everything. Now only to see that this man had enriched himself, is bigger than them and so on. So they are deeply hurt, bitterness. They are now fighting him. They now think that it's a fight for God. Did God send you to go and fight those fights? In those days when you wake up in the morning and you have your bath and you go there, did anybody force you? Were there no preachers preaching the truth? You didn't like those ones? These are the ones you prefer because you are also a false brethren. So you prefer them and that's why you kept going to them. And even as we speak today, there are people who are going there. There are people who are supporting all these false preachers everywhere. One day, some of them, their eyes will be open. And then too, they will come. And then they will start abusing all of those false prophets. The truth is, there are false brethren. False brethren. And we should not just focus on the false preachers, the false prophet, the false apostles. They are there because you are there. The reason the Bible says there will be many false prophets is because there will be many false brethren. He said they will gather unto themselves. You see, they will gather unto themselves. Preachers that will itch their ears because of their itching ears. Because they want to hear what they like. Many people hate this issue of enemy. So they go to a place where they are telling them their enemies will die. Many are seeking money, materialism. So they go to a place where it is materialism. And some women, they are committing immorality with some of these preachers, but it was okay. Until the preacher started committing the immorality with other girls and dumped them, they now come out, they now hate him. And this is what he did with me. This is what he did with me. You sleeping with a married man, you didn't know that it was fornication. You didn't know you were committing adultery then. You didn't know that that man is fake. That man is not true. You didn't know. You are false brethren. So before you begin to condemn false preachers everywhere, ask yourself, are you not false brethren? Who sent you to all of those places? I tell you, you know, the word of Jesus is so true. You know what Jesus said? He said, light has come, but men love darkness. They love darkness more than light. They love lies more than truth. You know, there is a lady. I don't know how she stumbled on our video. She's in the U.S., and she was watching her video. She was watching her video. Then she reached out to me. And we began to talk. And we will have Bible study. She will join. We will teach the word of God, and her life began to change. You know, she began to tell many things happening, how the Lord is now working with her, changing her. But then she kept on saying she's looking for church. I said, what you need, first of all, is to know truth. It's not church. You are hearing the truth by the grace of God. What are you still looking for? Then one day she came and told me that she had sprain in her leg. I said, what happened? She said she went to a church finally. And the man of God asked them to come out, and he was laying hands. And when he laid her hands, it's by force, it will turn them. He said that's how he had sprained ankle. And I told her, I said, it's good for you. I said, it's good for you. Because you are looking for lies. I said, you are hearing truth, but you still say you wanted lies. And that is it. Many people know the truth, though. You know, when I see the kind of preachers I listen to, I'm like, so why don't people listen to these preachers? No, but these are the preachers that they prefer. But tomorrow now, they will rise up. If God help them and open their eyes a little, they will say, oh, this man is fake. This is what this man did. One woke up one day, said he wants his church to return all his tithe to him. Did you not sit down to read your Bible to understand that God does not demand any tithe from his child? That nobody ever preached tithe in the new covenant. But you kept on going there because you were looking for your so-called breakthrough. And when you now finally realize that you have been sold a lie, you were only just making one man rich. You got angry. You are now asking that they should refund all your tithe. There are false brethren. That's why these people are thriving. If they woke up one day and they saw that all of you have refused to come to them, you are no longer interested in their lives. You now want to sit down and learn the truth. Many of you today cannot even endure sound teaching of the Bible for 1 hour. It is too long for you. You want to go to a place where they are doing 4 services in a day, and everything less than one in 4 hours, they've completed 4 services. That is a lie. That's not a man who wants to raise men for the kingdom of God. That's a man doing business. You love where you see crowd, where you see big building. It doesn't matter what they are preaching there, whether it's Christ or not. You will be the one defending them. Then tomorrow you will now turn and said, ah, they are false prophets. We want to fight them. We want to expose them. You better run for your own life first. You that you have wasted years, you better ask God to have mercy on you and help you that the days the locusts had eaten can be recovered by his mercy. And focus on knowing Jesus instead of going on another fake journey. You know, you will see some of these people, they will sit down on social media. It's now content for them, fighting where they used to be. That is now their duty, just to fight a preacher, a false preacher they were listening to, because they too, they were false brethren. And you will see that they have not changed. Some of them, it's not righteousness they are fighting for. It's the pain of the money they've given to many of this ministry. The pain of the betrayer. And I tell you, forgive and move on with God. Ask him to defy, to deliver you from bitterness. The Bible says many are defiled by root of bitterness. He said, by which many are defiled. Ask God to cleanse you from that root of bitterness so that your heart can be pure now. Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I pray that you will not be numbered among false brethren in Jesus' name. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org and our email is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.